from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
About to hit you with some NFL news of the day is, we're getting closer and closer to football season. Saturday, we got college football for your eyeballs, and then it's just, we're off and running. We got football until February. How sweet it is. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk hanging out with Brian Broaddus, who is out in Oxnard. We'll have John Machota of The Athletic popping on with us an hour from now, joining Brian in the tent there, talking about Cowboys practice. Lucius Alexander with us, and of course, Carter Freeman running your video. Gavin Dawson, sick today. Give him some well wishes on the social media. Hopefully the general can get back very, very soon. And Eric will be back with us tomorrow. Took a couple of days off with the family. Did get a note. I know we've got Black and Gold B, our local Tolo Saints fan, rookie cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama. He's apparently avoided a significant knee injury during the preseason game. Team believes he's got a good chance to still be ready to rock for week one against the Panthers. Played just 5 snaps for the Saints against the Niners before he left with the injury. But Kool-Aid McKinstry, 2 of the top corners in the draft from Alabama. Terrion Arnold, the other that I thought was the best corner in the class, ended up going to the Lions. Thought that was a steal. For Detroit, Kool-Aid McKinstry, another one. Boy, that dude could really fly. That was the one that stood out.
Yeah, you talk about Arnold going to the Lions. That was a trade made with the Cowboys at that spot.
Yes, sir.
The Lions are like, listen, we'll give you a third-round pick. We'll way overpay this. But if you think about it, look at that third overall pick, that third-round pick might have netted you your starting center.
Damn right it did.
So just to drop back there a little bit, you might have got the guy that will be your center, hopefully, for a long time.
Salvage the whole night for me, because you know I loved Graham Barton. He goes to Tampa Bay. Early returns are he's having a hell of a camp, and then you end up with a starting left tackle and Guyton moving back.
Graham Barton was a good player.
And then you get Beebe. I mean, this could end up being one of the Cowboys' great drafts. Is Leofau's looking good? Nealon's looking good. Let's just cross our fingers and hope.
Thomas is the only one that hasn't done anything, but he's been hurt.
Right.
The guard,
Well, Steelers, they're also going to have a rookie center. They place their starting center. This is your guy, Brian. Nate Herbig, he's on IR. He's got a torn rotator cuff. So the second rounder, Zach Frazier from West Virginia.
Zach Frazier.
Yep.
Yeah. Tough guy, really good foot athlete. You know, is probably not the most powerful guy. But I'll tell you what, when it came to like staying on his feet, second level, securing the down lineman and moving on to the next guy, this cat was pretty good for them. I thought that was a really, really good pick. And it's the Steelers. The Steelers were kind of in that mode with the Cowboys, weren't they? Like right around each other when they were picking players. Green Bay was there too. And every time Dallas picked a guy, that team would pick a guy and you would go, damn, that's the next guy I wanted. You know, if I couldn't have had this guy, I would have taken that guy. And those teams, Pittsburgh seems to do that a lot with me.
No, they did, because they went with Troy Fountainou, the offensive tackle from Washington, who's banged up right now.
Yeah.
But
didn't they also get our North Carolina State linebacker?
They did, Peyton Wilson. I thought they had one of the best drafts. So for Pittsburgh.
And it was right there. I thought they were behind Dallas, weren't they?
They were right ahead. I think they were right ahead.
Okay,
ahead.
So, yeah, it was. Every time they picked a player, I was just going, damn. And I was marking him off my, you know, off my board. And yeah. I'm like, geez, they're having a good draft. And like, my view, they had a really good draft. We'll see how it plays out for them.
They took quite a few players we really, really liked. Okay, hey, this is a great question for you, because you've seen, like, when you were in scouting, especially with Green Bay, like, you got to see a lot of these rookie quarterbacks. They were not – they didn't play. That was the whole thing. Yeah. You would draft a rookie, they'd sit, and then you'd give them some time to learn, develop, and then they would play. And Green Bay, quite frankly, has kept that model. They did that with Aaron Rodgers, and then they did it with Jordan Love. And we'll see with Love this year. I believe he's the real deal. Certainly struggled the first half, but was amazing the second half of the season. I think that's going to work out.
Did he throw a couple of interceptions the other day?
He did. He did not have a good preseason game.
Yeah, it was bad.
He threw three. Yeah, he did not look good. No. But Tom Brady was at the seminar Lucius was telling us about, where it was a who's who Michael Rubin's deal, and he was asked, you know, talking about the rookie quarterbacks, really kind of took a shot at everybody here in the NFL.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like in Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
It's an interesting take.
That's a really good take.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of sounds a little bit like back in the day guy. You know what I'm saying?
It does, but I mean, I do think there's value there.
But it makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
I think the salary cap has affected quarterback play. Because you have to, if you draft a quarterback, you have to play and figure it out.
And try and cash in on that rookie
window.
You got
to cash in. You got to cash in when... You know, I mean, I know that Russell Wilson was a third-round pick. Snyder spent money on Matt Flynn. Mm-hmm. But what did he do? He saw that Russell Wilson was a better player. Look what the Cowboys with Dak.
Right.
They a fourth-round pick. They go on a run really out of necessity, what win 11 straight games, you know, with Dak at quarterback, Tony Romo available. They go, no, we're going. We still got our guy. We're going to go here. You know, I think the salary cap has made teams have to try quarterbacks earlier to see if they've got the guy, you know, and to take advantage of. Look what the 49ers did. They just got rid of Trey Lance. They gave up all that draft capital to give up Trey Lance. But how were they able to do it? Because they, you know, Brock Purdy comes in. Now he's, oh, wait a minute now. Here, you know, we got this guy for a seventh round pick. He's playing better. Trey Lance can't stay healthy. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to just capitalize while you have the potential. If you have a difference-making quarterback, you have to capitalize that on the first, especially if the guy's not a first-round pick. You know, you've got only 4 years. You don't have the fifth-year option to be able to, you know, you got 4 years to kind of figure this out. And I don't think the Dallas Cowboys – They might have an idea about Trey Lance, but after this year, he could go somewhere else. They made a trade for him and they had Dak and all that, but this guy could be gone.
Sure.
And, you know, they said, well, we tried, we did this, did that, you know, now he's gone. So time doesn't wait for anybody here. And I really do appreciate what Tom Brady's saying, because I think there's some validity to it. But I think the salary cap makes people do really weird things when it comes to quarterback play.
I think that's exactly where my initial reaction went. I agree with you in terms of, I mean, we talk about it, right? What are the models to winning a championship that we've seen recently? You either have to have that Hall of Fame bona fide stud like Brady, Manning, Mahomes, or Roethlisberger, or you're cashing in on building a really strong roster around a young quarterback that is on a rookie salary. And then now it's so year to year, we're seeing coaches now, Carolina, I mean, they're firing guys, they don't even make it through a year coaching. GM's the same way.
Right.
If they're going to draft a guy in the top 10, they're not given as much luxury of time to wait and see. They've got to put that guy out there and say, all right, is this our next franchise quarterback? Or else they're probably getting fired.
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot of time to be able to do this. You know, he talked about programs. You know, our guy down in Houston.
Stroud. And I don't think Bobby Slowick was dumbing down the offense for C.J. Stroud.
I don't think he was either, but this is what's interesting. C.J. Stroud goes to Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Fields goes to the same school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're from the same program, you know? and you did one get coached more? To me, that's where, you know, where Tom talks about development and all this, that, and the other, was did our guy down there in Houston, did he pick it up faster than, say, what Fields was picking it up?
Sure.
Because you felt like it's the same.
No, that's a great point. They are. I mean,
they're the same program.
Ryan Day coached both of them.
Yeah. See, Tom Brady just happened to be better than Brian. When it came down to the end, him talking about being the third quarterback and – who was he with? Who were the quarterbacks? I'm trying to remember. Was Drew Henson part of this? I don't think Drew Henson.
Oh, in Michigan? Yeah, it was. It was Drew Henson.
Drew Henson. Brian Greasy was before that, I believe.
I think it was Henson and Brady were the two that Henson beat out.
Chad Henne maybe involved in this? Was that maybe not that long ago.
Henne, it was after.
God, who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of all these Michigan dumb quarterbacks, and I can't get them in the right
Hutchinson?
Order. But there's, yeah. But anyway, they, to me... Those he was just better. I mean, he was a better quarterback. Like Charlie Weiss is a coordinator with the Patriots, and you know Tom could overcome bad coaching. Tom could overcome a lot of things. I think that, you know, he talks about development and all that. Now he had to battle his ass off just to be the starter at Michigan. But, man, that just shows you that, you know, did he get better coaching than some other places? I just think Tom Brady was better. I don't know if it was the coaching. I think just Tom Brady was a better quarterback. He's got that Joe Montana in him. He's got that it
yep.
that we talk about with these quarterbacks that a lot of these guys don't have.
Okay, so you mentioned the Russell Wilson thing. You've mentioned going with Brady. The Purdy thing, I think, was also, hey, I mean, credit. Look, they misevaluated. It was a bad move for the 49ers to go take Trey Lance.
They were talking about Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones was the rumor the entire time.
See, this is where Mike Lombardi was talking about this, whether you like Mike or not. You know, that's your business. Mike was talking. Mike's worked with the Shanahans forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's known the Shanahans. He knew what was going on in San Francisco. San Francisco got shamed out of taking Mac Jones. They like, well, you can't take Mac Jones third overall, whatever they, you know.
As an organization, you can't let people, the media or outside thought, shame you out of something.
It happens. I swear it happens. You know, we can't do that. Why not?
Yeah.
Why can't we do that?
You believe it, do it.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody, exactly. I wasn't believing the Sean Payton loves Bo Nix and that's his guy. I wasn't buying into any of that. And then they're on the clock, and what do? They take Bo Nix. And now it's looking really good. I mean, we'll see. They haven't played any real NFL games.
Right.
But, hey, if you
like... looks promising.
And that's my...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The thing with Atlanta, and I know Eric and I went back and forth about this. You love a quarterback. I don't care that you just paid Kirk Cousins. I don't. Yeah. There's no more important position on the field than quarterback. And Atlanta hadn't had one since Matt Ryan left. And really, Matt Ryan wasn't very good the last couple of years there.
Yeah,
so,
he was broken down, yeah.
You know, that's a franchise that's thinking, man, if we had competency at quarterback, we're division champs a year ago.
Maybe they don't think that Penix gets to him.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe they're sitting there thinking like, okay, we're going to sit here and we're going to sign Cousins, and then all of a sudden the draft starts and you're like, we've got Penix, and you're just going, damn, he's going to fall to us.
Yeah, and you take him.
This guy, and you're going to like, well, man, we can't pass on this guy, right? What if Penix was the number one guy on their board?
Could have been.
You know, and they're like, damn, we're picking here, and we have a chance to get our best player on our board. I admire people that can do that. I really, really do. Because there's a lot of teams that won't.
Yeah,
they'll go. We've got too many. We can't. No,
that's
just
the position you do.
Take the damn guy.
Yeah, at quarterback, 100%, you do it. Now the thing is, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, when it comes to Raheem Morris is saying they're not playing Michael Penix Jr. anymore in preseason. They didn't play him in the second game. They didn't play him in the third game. So he's talking to reporters. It was actually, he was on with Up and Adams, it was Kay Adams, as she's making her rounds. She asked him about the decision not to play Michael Penix Jr.
The message is not, I don't believe in Penix, I don't want a quarterback controversy, I believe so much in Kirk. It's just about, it sounds like it's just about injuries.
Yeah, nothing will be done on selfish thoughts of my own or trying to protect myself from a decision that we made
together.
Well,
protect the quarterbacks too.
It's more about protecting our assets, mitigating injury with our guys, being able to do it the right way. We had those two joint practices versus Miami, which were awesome. We got a chance to get great reps against people. We got a big-time scrimmage coming up with our guys. We were able to play them in that first preseason game. Kurtz played a bunch of ball. I got two guys that I feel really good about playing that goes in the game and can execute for us.
I get not playing Kirk Cousins. If Kirk's your starter, I don't get not playing Michael Penix Jr. You'd assume he needs the reps.
Yeah.
Now, to your point, if they think Penix Jr. is better, don't be cowards.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that, Atlanta. Now, hey, there could be value. You sit the rookie, you let him groom a little bit, then you go in. But Michael Penix Jr., if he is better than Kirk Cousins, and Atlanta really believes that, and that's why they don't want to throw him out there to avoid a quarterback controversy, don't be cowards. Because if Penix Jr. is the dude, no one's going to give a damn in Atlanta that you paid Kirk Cousins.
Yep. I totally agree with you right there. I don't know anybody in Atlanta anymore, so I can't ask the question. But I used to know guys there that would tell me that, that was our number one guy. I think they got, again, I mentioned it, I think they got surprised the guy was there. They took him. But you're right. Don't be a coward. If you think this guy can, that you need to start this journey now with this guy, start it. They're probably protecting. They're probably protecting. They're talking about protecting injuries and stuff. They're protecting feelings down there is what they're doing. These teams will hide. They're like, hey, I'm not going to practice. I don't want to show you guys this guy. Yeah, I don't want the media scrutiny on this guy. I think the Cowboys are doing it right now with Ezekiel Elliott. I know I've seen some clips with John Michaud and stuff who we'll have on here at 4 o'clock today. But to me, Zeke not playing, it's very reminiscent of what they did with Tyron Smith. Don't practice him, don't play him, and try and get him into the season and see if that works out for you.
All right, there's your NFL news of the day. We'll get back into some NFL conversation. Of course, 5 o'clock, we got the finest coming up. But with the scheduling, we got Andrew Chafin of the Rangers coming up at 3:40-ish. So let's do a little Krusty's Corner next, shall we?
Yeah, we shall do some of that. And I'm going to bounce some questions off you, Wolchuk, so get ready. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.